Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
4 o'clock hour on Hawk and Crowder. Appel in for Hawk while he's in London. Crowder's here. Solana's here. Jimmy's here on St. Patrick's Day. Somebody texted in earlier to give a shout out to Rory McIlroy for winning the Players' Championship. And my response to that is no.
You want to get Rory bold?
Nah, Rory deserves it. I mean,
what was my man's name? JJ Spawn?
Yeah, I mean, JJ got a little screwed today. Rory coming out fresh today for a three-hole playoff. JJ should have just been like, you know what? Gentleman's concession here.
But JJ missed a couple easy putts, too. That's what it comes down to. What does it say? Drive for something, pucks for the butts, whatever. Putt for the bucks or whatever it is. He was missing some easy pucks.
My grandmother actually taught me this phrase, and I'm sure she's not the only one, obviously, but – drive for show, putt for dough.
That's what it is. And JJ missed a bunch of little easy 10-foot in putts. That's where he went downhill.
You'd have made those.
Listen, we don't want to get into my golf game because I've had a 181 par 3 hole in one.
No.
At night with a light up ball. Jeff Darlington was there. We've talked about this for years.
Allegedly.
I'm a golfer.
Yeah. Get Jeff. I'm sure you've done the whole bit with getting Jeff on the phone and him explaining this, but get Jeff on the phone. I need him to explain this.
The funny part, here's the funny part. Like Crowder talked about how he got a hole in one for years on the show. Like the only person in the world to hit a 7-10 split, hole in one, and intercept Tom Brady. Like you own that, Crowder. But then. Yes. We bring on Ronnie Brown, who was a witness, Crowder says, at the 7-10 split bowling alley. And Ronnie Brown couldn't deny it, but he couldn't confirm the story. And then Jeff Darlington comes on, and he starts giving us extra info. Like, well, it was a round of golf at night for like a bachelor party, for his bachelor party. So they were using light-up golf balls, Appel. So like, there's just...
You were invited to Jeff Darlington's bachelor party?
Me and Jeff, you know, you didn't know me and Jeff went to UF together.
Really? I didn't know
before,
that.
Jeff Darlington was a writer for the Gator, like the local.
The Alligator, yeah.
The Alligator. And then he went to the Orlando Sentinel. And then now everybody knows what Jeff Darlington is. Yeah. He blew up. But we were actually in classes together at UF. We're the same age. We're the same time in Florida. I didn't know what Jeff was going to do. Jeff didn't know what I was going to do. And now he confirmed that, yes, he saw 181. I hit a 7-iron. Bink, bink, bloop, right in the hole at night, light up golf balls.
Again,
I don't think it counts at night.
Nobody saw it because it was at night. So nobody, like the ball was in the hole. But
to the point about the 7-10 split, so nobody knows where the ball went, but it disappeared. Where does the ball disappear on the golf course? In the hole, right, Josh?
In the water, in the
– No, in the hole. So, and then Ronnie Brown said, I don't know if he hit the 7-10 split, but I did right on University at Spayers, and I think we were drinking a lot, and Ronnie doesn't remember me hitting the 7-10 split.
Right.
It's not my fault that these dudes' memories are gone. I remember what happened.
Listen, Crowder, I'm glad that you might think that you got the hole-in-one there, but let me tell you something. Balls, golf balls on the golf course disappear all the time. One of the biggest fights that I ever got in with Adam Beasley, maybe the only fight I've ever gotten in with Adam Beasley, we were playing a round of golf together, and he asked me to watch his tee shot. I don't know, Beasley's got his ways with his swing and his setup and all that stuff. He said, hey, can you just track this one for me? So I go, yeah, sure. And I got distracted for a second and missed it, but it looked like it went straight down the middle of the fairway. So I told him that it went straight down the middle of the fairway, and he never found the ball. And he was mad at me for 2 weeks after that. So, listen, you say, oh, we're, you know, the only place the ball can disappear on the golf course is in the hole. I'm not so certain.
No, and I see you have your bifocals on. That might be the problem, Josh. I just didn't I didn't want to criticize you, but maybe you're, you know, maybe you need a new prescription. 180 out is not far to see. Hit the green. Bounced twice, started rolling, disappeared. Then I went and got my ball out the damn hole, Josh.
Maybe that was somebody else's that was already
there. That wasn't anybody else's damn ball. That was my damn ball. It was red. I remember I can go to the course and I can tell you where I hit from. Y'all are haters.
I will say,
because I'm amazing athlete.
Well, I will say, I'll give you more credit than a friend of mine who brags about getting a hole-in-one on a golf simulator. That's not a thing.
Well, that's I don't know about that.
Solana loves the golf simulator.
Yeah,
she loves computers.
I don't know about that, Appel, because, you know, I famously on this show went up against Channing Crowder at his behest, by the way.
That's Hard Rock, right?
Right, I wasn't trying to compete versus Crowder. Crowder wanted to compete against me. Longest drive, and, I mean, Crowder was trying to take hacks, and listen, you know, I'm just a talented golfer. What can I say? And I outdrove his ass a couple times, actually.
But let's just reevaluate the situation. Yes, on the computer, Solana, and I'll admit it, you beat me at Hard Rock, whatever what's the place called Play
on a simulator, golf simulator.
The golf simulator.
Yeah.
And then when we get to the holiday party and we're actually grown men holding golf clubs, I wore your ass out by 40 yards.
Nah, but that wasn't a real golf course. We were at, what's it called? Top Golf. You know,
Top Golf,
Appel.
Hitting from the same green with the same club.
Nah.
And I was hitting the top of the net. And you were barely dribbling it to the bottom of the net.
I'm with Solana on this.
Nah.
You can't trust Top Golf.
Can't trust Top Golf. Every ball is different. Every ball is manufactured differently.
Have you been at Top Golf?
Of course I have.
Okay, so I'm hitting mid back net, and Solana's dribbling it to the net on the bottom. It is what it is.
There was a sharp drift, actually, that carried one of his balls. I would argue that a golf simulator is more accurate than Top Golf. 100%. 100%.
Agreed. Yeah.
So a golf simulator is more accurate than actual golf.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why, you know, haven't you seen the most recent event? I mean, it's all golf simulators. I mean, the sport is changing faster than, you know.
Yeah, famously, Tiger Woods did not have an instance where he took the wrong club and hit a wedge 80 yards further than he wanted to, because simulators, as we all know, are way more accurate than real life.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.